Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, there is no denying that musicians have been hit hard through this whole pandemic, the past 18 months of lockdown and restrictions. Most, if not, have all tried to keep busy by performing on social media, learning a new skill, or maybe, God forbid, even podcasting. Well, the lead singer of Hermitage Green, Dan Murphy, has been doing all three. Have a listen to this. Now, to tell us what that is and how it came about, the man himself, Dan Murphy, is on the line. Dan, how's it going?
Hello, Jennifer. Nice to speak to you.
It's lovely to chat to you. Can you explain to people what that sound was?
That's the sound of a man who has too much time in his hands during the global pandemic. He's left sitting in his kitchen for 20 hours a day playing beatbox harmonica. That's what that is.
It's a phenomenal sound. I mean, you are one talented guy. I mean,
some of
the instruments you play, I was just looking here, you've seen, obviously, guitar and piano, harmonica and banjo and didgeridoo, which is very difficult. The dobro, what's that?
A dobro is a type of slide guitar.
Okay.
I studied music as an undergrad, and then I went to Calcutta in India to learn Indian slide guitar, Hindustani slide guitar, for a little while after college. So that was where that came from.
That's incredible. You're very talented. But let's talk about your beatboxing skills, because you joined TikTok a few weeks ago and you have millions of views already. Did you expect such a huge reaction to something you were doing just because you were bored?
Jennifer, I still don't even know how to use TikTok properly. I'm like, my 11-year-old niece is trying to teach me how to use it. I don't follow anyone on it. I was trying to make one of those duet things the other day, and I just don't know how. I'm showing my age now. I don't know how the thing works. But yeah, it was really weird. I posted, I had about 100 followers, and I posted a video, the one that you played there in my kitchen, and I don't know, I guess it resonated with people and they loved it and it's cool.
It is very cool. You were even on, I mean, this is the coolest part of it all. You were on a US television showcasing your skill. I mean, when you got that call, did you think it was one of the lads taking the piss? What did you think?
I don't know. It's a funny one. I'm just glad, I guess, that people find it interesting. Harmonica is such an amazing, versatile instrument, much more so than people would know. You know, it's typically associated with blues, which is great, blues and country, but you can really apply it to Eastern European music and hip-hop. And the beatboxing stuff comes from my interest in electronic dance music more than anything else. So it's just such a gorgeous, amazing instrument, and I love it, and I'm glad that people can kind of can see that stuff on TikTok.
Yeah, and we don't see enough of it. That's the thing, isn't it? I think that's why it kind of resonated with people. Will you keep up the harmonica beatboxing then? You're going to keep that up?
I think life has left me no choice, Jennifer.
You've no choice. You know, the past 18 months have been difficult for everybody, but being in a band, I mean, how have you been doing?
It's been a funny time, no doubt about it. You know, when you're a musician, so much of your identity is wrapped up in that thing that you do, and being on stage and writing and releasing and touring and being with your bandmates, and so much of your identity is tied up in that, in a way that it might not be in other professions. So when that's taken away in the space of a couple of days, which is what happened to us, you know, in March of last year, it's weird, and you're kind of like, who am I? What do I do now? And in other ways, though, it was a really good opportunity for the five of us to go and I mean, I did a master's, and Barry's got his podcast, and we've all been really busy. So, and we had been hard at it for 10 years, touring pretty much nonstop. So in kind of an unexpected way, it was a good opportunity for us to take a bit of time off, be at home, have a routine.
And it probably took a pandemic for you to take time off, because you probably wouldn't have done that, right? If you haven't been told to sit in your kitchen and do nothing for a few months. I mean, you probably would have been just burning the candle at both ends, so to speak. So it was probably a good for that.
You're dead right, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was an enforced hiatus is what we kind of refer to it as.
Well, look, with restrictions easing, I hope to see you back out there. But I know you have a few gigs coming up as well, don't you?
We have. So our new album, High Generation, is coming out. I'm not going to tell you the date, but it's coming out in September. We'll announce the date pretty soon. And we're so excited. I mean, we've had that album ready to go. It was supposed to come out last summer. And touuring is really important for us to promote music. So without the ability to tour, we kind of knew the album wouldn't be giving it as good a chance as it needed. So we just said, let's hold off, let's sit on this until things loosen up a little bit. So with restrictions lifting, we announced a big tour. So we're going to be hitting Vicar Street in Dublin, Dolan's in Limerick, Galway, Cork. We're all over the place. And that's starting in mid-October. So yeah, we can't wait. Those gigs are going to be really emotional, I think.
Yeah. Are you going to break out the beatbox and harmonica? You have to. You have to.
Our show is fun. Dara plays didgeridoo. There's two drum kits. There's lots of weird stuff going on.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I love trying. I have a friend who has a didgeridoo, and when I used to live in the UK, and every time we had a party, you'd see about six drunk people trying to get up and give it a blast. It's the funniest thing, trying to see drunk people trying to play, well, any instrument, but especially the didgeridoo, because you could pass out because you have to use your breath. Listen, Dan, we're really looking forward to seeing Hermitage Green back on the road in a few weeks. Where can people find out more about your gigs?
On our social media, our website, hermitagegreen.com, at Hermitage Green on Instagram, Facebook, and all that stuff. And yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait.
Just not TikTok, because
a room.
Because he doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, but lovely to speak to you, Jennifer, and we can't wait to get back out there gigging in front of people again and playing your music.
Listen, people can't wait to see you back on stage. Dan Murphy, thank you so much for coming on the show, and looking forward to
thank
seeing you on stage. Bye, love.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.